Hi, this is Mac London, and you're listening to my friend, Kim Sear.
Welcome back to Music's Journey Podcast, where you could hear more about the artist, the band, lyrics, and music. Before I jump into my interview with the amazing, unbelievable Canadian powerhouse pop artist Mac London, I'd like to go over a few things with you. If you enjoy today's show, please consider leaving us a rating and a review. The more positive the rating, the easier it is to find the show, and it really helps to grow the community that we are developing here. If you are someone who has recently found our podcast, welcome. We are really excited to have you here, so please make sure you subscribe and stay tuned to our future podcasts. If you enjoy listening to today's show, take a screenshot and post this on your Instagram story and tag Music's Journey Podcast, Now and Then Magazine, and Mac London. So that's M-A-K London. So you're going to love this show, I'm telling you. This artist is incredible. So she's got some incredible visual artistry that she's put up for this brand new single. So you're really going to enjoy it. And her videos and how she made these videos are really cool. If you take a snapshot and post this on your Instagram, I will feature you in future podcasts. So without further ado, here is my interview with the Canadian powerhouse pop artist, Mac London.
It's time to get behind the lyrics, the music, and the artist. You're listening to the Music's Journey Podcast, brought to you by NowAndThenMagazine.com, your music and entertainment online magazine. I'm John Marshall. With our special guest, here's your host, Kim Sear.
I am so thrilled about today's show. Canadian powerhouse pop artist Mac London is here to talk about her first release, and it's called Empress, from a 10-song album set to be released in September this year. This song is both a party track and an inspiring mantra to anyone seeking to draw upon their own power, their own empress, leaving you wanting to get up and dance. So Mac London is definitely one to watch. I love this one. So welcome to the show, Mac London.
Thanks for having me. That's great.
You are such an incredible visual artist. I'm telling you, I love your stuff.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, it's been an incredible journey just trying to get all my creative vision out in terms of music videos and the cover shoots for the different songs that are going to be coming out. It's been a really interesting journey. So much fun.
I bet, because, you know, I love seeing everything on Instagram and just the visual artistry, you know, that you've got and the ideas that you've got. Where did all that come from? Because there's two videos for this one, right?
Yeah, so there's a bit of a lyric video, and then there's the music video, and then there's a whole bunch of promotional content that we've been shooting. You know, I've been an international model for a few years, and so I've kind of been behind the camera and doing that sort of stuff since I was little, so there's a bit of that. And I'm also a designer, so those two coming together, I think, kind of becomes this powerful package of being able to express myself visually.
Yeah, it's really cool. So congratulations on that. It's really, you know, it's got such an impact to it. Working the numbers, that's just such a cool spot. I love that part. Really, really innovative. So it's very nice. Love your work. This one's been one that we've been anticipating for quite a while. You know, the buzz around this record, that's a big sign for all of us. You know, it's just when we're seeing the little bit that was coming out and all the secrecy that was behind all of this, and then finally hearing your new single. I love this one. I absolutely love this song. Talk to us about the involvement and getting the team ready for this and the people that are behind you creating this incredible anticipated record.
Yeah, it's been a real blessing to have the team that I have. You know, it started with a vision of, you know, let's write a full length album. And I got quickly paired up with a wonderful human being named Scott Henderson. And he introduced me to Adam Stanton. And so a lot of these great songs are written by these two people that are going to be on the album, and myself too. And we got into writing. We wrote about 35 songs, and of those 35 songs, 10 were discussed in regards to being put on the album. Mm-hmm. And they have been now finalized, which is really exciting. So, and I've always known Spencer Shane and Justin Cutting through Brett Kissel. He's my really good friend.
Awesome.
And we just have this powerhouse team in the studio, and just magic happens when we're in there. So we're really proud of this full record. I'm so excited to have have these songs coming out one by one to everyone to listen to.
Well, we are so excited. As I said, listening to who you had, everybody that you're working with on this team, you knew it was going to be spectacular. So we had just been waiting for it. And watching you over the years, watching everything that you've done in your career, you know what, you've been an inspiration to a lot of young women out there. And, you know, kudos to you for doing that, because everybody can use that empowerment right now. And Empress, wow, what a great title for this. Now, talk about the idea and the topics on the record.
Yeah, a lot of it is about empowerment. The whole record is really about stepping into your light and stepping into your confidence. You know, I've had some issues growing up where I didn't have the best confidence, or I was going through a hard time, and I wanted to talk about that and empower females and definitely all individuals to come into their light and to feel strong. And it and the message behind Empress is you can be an empress no matter where you are in your life. You can mm-hmm. you can be tired, you can be exhausted from what's happening in your life, but you, regardless, you need to step into your light and see the amazing individual that you are. And so that's been the message behind the entire album. You know, there's some sad songs on the album, some that touch on some things that have happened or are happening to me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, through that comes rising out of the ashes, so to speak, like the phoenix rising. And mm-hmm. I think that is the message.
Well, you know, anybody that knows me knows that this is just something that speaks very true to me because of the stuff that I've spoke on over my career. And it's just something that's very dear to my heart too, because, you know, so many people are down on themselves with so many different reasons. And for being able to find that silver lining and walking through that fear is just half the battle, is recognizing that it's there and recognizing that it is not going to stand in your way. And you can make that choice, and you have that challenge within yourself, you know, to be able to find that power of your self-love. And, you know, it's such an important part, you know, for so many people. It doesn't matter what age or genre, it doesn't really matter. And it's just so important to hear music like this and to hear that this is what your whole 10 song album's about. Couldn't be better timing than this.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Yeah, the next single is called Catch You Clean and comes out in 4 weeks on July 2nd. And that one touches on bullying, you know, and picking the people in your life and surrounding yourself with the people that really care about you.
Yeah.
And the rest doesn't matter. So, yeah, absolutely. I'm very excited to share this message with everybody. And like you have said, you know, this is a time where we all need to stand up for ourselves and find that power within ourselves. Absolutely.
I think so many youths and so many people of all age groups are, you know, whether it's on a job, right? Like it could be, you know, trying to climb up the ladder or whatever, you know, the case may be, you can relate the songs to any time in your life, and remembering that it's not about impressing other people. It's not about trying to, you know, work. Like, I think so many people spend that time with the people that aren't empowering you and people that are giving you that negative feedback or just negative, period. And making sure you surround yourself with that positivity, because that's the growth. But we do have to go through some lessons along the way to be able to learn that.
Absolutely. And, you know, like I had those lessons writing this album, because there was a moment where I was writing only sad songs. And Scott actually turned to me on an airplane flying to Vancouver, and he said, you know, you need to find a song that you can listen to yourself and you can feel empowered. And so I had taken a little napkin and I wrote the word Empress down. And a day later, the song was born.
Nice. That's a cool story. Because we all talk about the stuff that we're going through, and that's what makes the fans able to relate to you and the words and the lyrics that you're writing and the music. But, you know, when I'm listening to Empress, it is just such a hard-hitting song, but such an uplifting song, and it's just a feel-good song at the same time. And that's why it's just, it gets your attention immediately.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really love it. I listen to it quite a bit. You know, it gets me going in the morning. So I hope that happens to other people as well.
Well, I don't care if people have to rip off a little piece of paper that it says empower yourself or inspiring and shove it in your shoe and walk it that day. I don't care what they need to do. But this song definitely does that. And you know what? Kudos to you. And being your first release, that is insane how good this music is. I can understand why everybody's been building up around you. And I'm one huge fan.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Yeah, we're really, really excited. We know we have some magic happening. So it's been a dream team and just a dream month, year. It's been wonderful.
I can't wait to see what you are capable of. Like I said, you are definitely one to watch. What are your influences musically?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, I love Billie Eilish.
Mm.
I think like her vulnerability is what inspired me to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And she just has this style about her. Her vocals are incredible. She writes the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of who I looked up to when writing this album. And Dua Lipa is also a great artist. She brings that happiness and that vibe into a lot of the songs that are going to be released shortly here. So those two powerful women are who I look up to in the music industry right now.
We've had some phenomenal female artists in our past, you know, when we're looking at the history of artistry through female artists and the lyrics that they have come out and empowered people along the way. And it's nice to see this kind of open, raw, real life, you know, lyrics that are coming out and being accepted so easily. I'm so glad that music has turned that corner. It always was, but it's so much more now. We can be so much more graphic, I guess is the word to say, right? And in what we're saying and not being afraid to do it.
Absolutely. And you know, it's still scary. It's just still a very scary thing to be vulnerable. I think all the artists have the challenge with that, but it's like you said, it's very nice to be welcomed with that vulnerability. And it seems like there's a safe space to be able to say what you need to say.
I think it's time because we're always evolving, you know, in this musical journey. And I think that's the whole point of the show is being able to take the lyrics and being able to take those life lessons that we all go through because we have them. Everything. Life challenges us in so many different ways. This last year and a half has definitely done that, you know, for so many people because people that suffer from mental illness or other illnesses, they come to the forefront in a way that, you know, impacted or, you know, just came in such a powerful force to so many people that never even realized they had it. And,
absolutely.
You know, yeah, like being confined and not being able to do things. You're away from your friends. You're not doing your regular routine where you get that infusion of love and, you know, camaraderie with your friends and just being around people that just bring you happiness. But when you're stuck, everybody's kind of been doing their own thing. Even best friends have kind of fallen away from each other and not been in contact the same. So people have had to rely on social media in order to get that. And that's not always, you know, the best thing in the world. And it's giving this message with this music is empowering people to look within. Don't look on your outside, you know, and looking for the people that are around you, but look at you first.
Absolutely. And that is the absolute message throughout this entire album is to look at yourself first. Absolutely.
Well, God love you for writing all this and putting this one out there because, you know, it's just so motivating. What inspires you and motivates you personally?
Ooh, that's a good question. What inspires me? I think, you know, people inspire me. The people that are around me inspire me. I'm surrounded now by the most incredible human beings. They love what they do. They do it really well. And they don't really care what other people think about mm-hmm. them. And I've always wanted to come into that space in my own self. And to be surrounded by incredibly successful musicians, artists, and it's so inspiring. It makes me work hard and it makes me tell my truth and live in my truth, and that is all I've wanted to do my whole life. So I'm finally here, and it's really, really nice to be surrounded by these people.
It's funny, you know, when we think through our life's journey, if somebody had just told us the truth, best friend or, you know, a parent or a neighbor, somebody that you're close to within your circle that just comes out and said, hey, you know what, this is what I'm going through right now. I don't know how to talk about it, but I'm hoping you're okay with me bringing this up. It's amazing the dialogue that brings up, and just having that courage, I guess is the word I'm looking for, the courage just to be able to say something, to speak out and say, listen, are you guys going through anything like this? And it's just amazing what that'll do to motivate somebody, inspire somebody that might have been hiding it themselves.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, you know, it's to start the conversation. And I hope that this album starts a conversation with other people within themselves. Is, you know, they'll maybe they'll listen to a song and they'll think of something that's bothering them, and they'll be able to speak about that. And I think that as long as that happens, as long as those conversations begin to happen, then we can be healthier as human beings.
Mm-hmm. I think this album's going to change a lot of lives. I think you're going to be surprised at how many different stories that you're going to get. You're not even going to know that that song that you wrote is going to relate to different topics that you didn't even think of. And I think you're going to see that when this comes out.
Well, you know, the funnest part about this so far is just seeing all the dancers worldwide dancing
yes.
to the song. It's been really, really fun, and they are so good.
Well, so. We have our studio dog that even gets moving to this one.
Oh, good. I have a dog, too, named Ellie, and she dances quite a bit as well.
Oh, nice. I've got these little snippets of Mocha. She'll stand on her back feet and just keeps moving across the floor. And she can stand there for the longest time.
Oh, my gosh. They're so good at that, eh?
I know. The little tip, tip, tip. It's been
awesome.
Crazy year, you know, year and a half for so many artists that are challenged trying to get their music out into the world. How hard has it been for you getting ready for this?
Well, you know, it's actually not been so bad. The pandemic, as hard as it's been on musicians and, you know, the economy and several businesses, for myself particularly, this was actually really a good time because I was able to step away from a few other things that were happening and work on this. And I think other people were also available much more so than they would be normally that were working on this project with me. So we were able to kind of enclose ourselves in this little amazing creative bubble for about a year and really work at the craft and work at every single song and really focus in on it. And I think, you know, to be honest, it's why it's happened so quickly and why I was able to come out with everything at this pace, too, is because we were all kind of stuck with one another, so to speak, in a very, very good way. So, it hasn't been too challenging yet. I would think now with everything opening up, specifically here in Calgary, I'm excited to get out there and perform some of these songs. Oh. I think that's what I'm looking forward to the most here.
Are you going to have some dancers with you when you do the live performance?
Absolutely. We were actually just talking about that last night and who is going to be on the team and how it's going to look. So I am just pumped. Absolutely.
Well, any of those little snippets that you've been putting out there, are any indication of what we're going to see in a live performance? Man, I'm up there in front row.
Oh, awesome. I'm just so excited. Yeah, it's going to be great. The shows are going to be great. The content that's coming out is going to be great. You know, we're heading over to filming on Saturday some acoustic snippets of the songs that are going to be coming out, some teasers. So keep in touch. Stay tuned.
Oh, looking forward to it. I think some things just happen for a reason, right? You know, we never know what the bigger picture is, but, you know, throughout a lot of this pandemic, you're seeing artists that never would have been able to tap in to themselves and to that artistry and connect with their own souls and being able to take a breather away from the noise in life and just be able to really tune in and not be afraid to dig deeper. And I think that that's just been a gift, and it's come in a harsh way, but, you know, it's been a gift to us all. And I think that's just that part of that learning curve that we need to face when life happens. And I think that this one's just been a real special moment for you and the team that's around you. As you said, they might not have been available to do this kind of work and, you know, hone in on every single lyric to make sure that we can feel it with every word you're singing. And I think that that's what shows in this very first single.
Yeah, absolutely. It got quiet, you know, and the doors closed and everything closed. And then I was able to really hone in on the craft and focus on what I wanted to do here with my vision of the album. So I'm very excited to share it with everyone.
Very cool. So tell us about your dreams and your goals for you and your music now that everything's starting to open up a bit.
Oh, well, I'd love to get out and performing live. Like I had said, I think connecting with the audience is something that I really look forward to the most. And then, you know, having listeners worldwide connect to this, I'm looking forward to some opportunities that have kind of come my way. And just putting song by song out and getting to know my audience and learning what they like and what they appreciate off the album, that's something that I'm looking forward to as well. And the music videos, I mean, we're still in the process of creating a few more, and that's been really great. I am the director and the set designer, and kind of do it all. I wear all the hats on these projects. I like to kind of see my vision through. So that's been really exciting too.
That's cool, because I know what that feels like, because I've had to do that my whole life. And you know what? Don't ever lose that, because when you got your finger and your pulse on what you want to do, and not what radio wants you to do, and you're producing for yourself and your vision, you've got that inside. You've got that beautiful creativity and that artistry, and it's just going to grow and get better and better and better. And if you're this good now, I don't even know what to say what you're going to be like in 5 years. I have no idea.
Well, that's you know, you hit it right there. I am. If there's anything that I'm looking forward to the most, is just seeing my growth. You know, I just had a chat with Brett Kissel, actually, and he said, you know, just perseverance, you got this. I can't wait to see what you're going to do next year and the year after that. And I just have the biggest smile on my face from ear to ear, because I said, you know what, you're right. Like, what is happening now is a smidget of what can happen next year and the year after that of what I can do. So this is going to be the most exciting 5 years. I'm just planning it. I'm making vision boards, manifestations. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we can manifest it. I can manifest it for you anytime. You just send me a text and you need a little bit of inspiration, man, I'll remind you of how good you are.
Oh, I'd love that. I'd love that. Yeah.
So we're going to come back and talk about the videos in a second here, but we're going to play this one right now. And I'm telling you, this is Canadian powerhouse pop artist Mac London with their brand new release, Empress. Just releasing that little Empress inside of each and every one of us right here on Music's Journey.
I'd like to introduce you to the realness, and I know you can't deny that you feel this. So let me tell you, Papa, what the deal is. I'm the lady boss taking care of business. I know you really want to get to know me. I'm the hardest working woman south of 40. About to write another chapter of my story, and you might be in it. Sorry, I'm not sorry. So magnetic, strong, aesthetic, thoughts prophetic. I'm the Empress.
Great song. I'm tired already. I've been dancing my tush off here. I could feel my Empress coming in, I tell you. Now let's get back to the Music's Journey podcast. Once again, here's your host, Kim Sear.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
Did you get the choreography there?
I got to see
figure
it.
Out the moves?
We're going to practice. We're going to practice, and we'll have to do a
TikTok
thing.
I
want to
see
thing.
A video on TikTok. Tag me in it.
We're new to TikTok. This is going to take a little bit. John's all red in the face.
Perfect.
I just want to remind the listeners to purchase McLendon's new single, Empress, just released. Download it and add it to your streaming platforms, all of them, whatever you are streaming, and put it to your social media. Share it, add it to your playlist, and request it at your local radio station. The more is requested, the bigger chance it's going to be added to the daily rotation. So really cool song. It's amazing. I am Kim Sear, your host of Music's Journey Podcast, and I'm chatting here with pop artist and new secret weapon, McLendon.
Ooh.
We have to add that little mystery for you, girl. You need it, and I'm telling you, it's just got to be for every single one of these singles coming out. It's a mystery, and we cannot wait to see it unfold.
Oh, and that's been the fun part, you know, like the songs are very different from each other and they all have a bit of an attitude. So I'm looking forward to just like giving little snippets away in the next coming weeks. There's another one dropping. It's going to be good.
Cannot wait. I love a little bit of attitude at all times.
As do I.
There you go. We got to have a little bit of fire, don't we?
It's that inner empress. She's got to have a little bit of attitude, right?
Exactly. Now let's talk about these videos, because your first video that you released for Empress is so cool. Watching that production and watching everything being done in that, what was it like having the dancers and your vision? Talk through that whole idea that you had, you know, for the set, all of it.
I do a lot of mood board kind of picture collage when I think of an idea for a song. For visual content. And this one just spoke to me as this woman who is dripping in gold, who's kind of rising out of water. And from then on, we kind of started to think about what those scenes could look like. And you know, Empress is such a dance to song. So we, obviously we wanted to have dancers included. I got in touch with a great choreographer, Rebecca Reinhardt.
She immediately fell in love with the song. I didn't know that's who it was. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and she's just incredible. She's actually coming out with a documentary pretty soon here, which is great. And she had the most incredible dance moves and ideas, and we picked our dancers who were absolutely just so inspiring, so good at what they do. And I got in there. I got into the dance studio, and they started teaching me a thing or two, and it was fun. And I still have those dance moves now stuck in my body. I can do it at any moment, which is really great. So yeah, we got the dance moves, and then went straight into set design and what those scenes were going to look like. I actually built some of the stuff by hand myself, which is really fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, so being in it from the very beginning to the very last scene when we said, you know, that's a wrap, and everyone started cheering and the champagne started rolling in with the Empress cupcakes. It was so good.
Oh, did you have Empress cupcakes?
Did you really? One of my dancers did that for us. That's awesome. It was the sweetest thing.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. Oh, wow. That's really cool.
Yeah. Really fun.
Did you show those? I don't think you did on Instagram, did you? I don't think I saw that.
I think there was a quick story about how I got the Empress cupcakes. They were really sweet. They were covered in gold and just so cute. So great.
I have to look at that. I didn't see that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Talk about Cut You Clean.
Oh, this one is good too. This one's different.
Are you going to give me goosies all over again?
I don't want to say too much because I really, really want to build up the anticipation here. It's really good. It's got some attitude. I can tell you that it's a bit of a throwback, and by throwback, I mean far back. it's very different from the one that you have just seen, Empress. It's quite different. So it's very exciting to have this one. I'll start showing snippets when you can pre-save the song.
Oh, awesome. The hairs are going to stand up on the back of my neck again, aren't they?
I think so.
Oh, cool. I love it when a song does that. I just love it. Are you okay to do a couple burning questions?
Sure.
All right, here we go. What do you like to do to unplug from the world? That means away from music, everything.
Eat Nutella on the couch.
See, I do the same thing.
True story. Scott walks in on me sometimes, like, because he comes in to work on work and work on our songs, and he's just like, what are you doing? I'm like, I got my Nutella.
See, I'm glad I'm not the only person who's done that. You know, John would sit there and go, we just bought that. And it'll be like 2 weeks later, and he'll be going, why are you just eating it from a spoon?
Yeah.
Is it because
and my mother sometimes catches me too, and she's like, "You should not be eating that." I was like, I got to. This is how I stay alive.
I like that. I got to. I'm going to remember that one. I got to. Okay. Best advice you've ever been given so far?
Never give up. My dad.
Very cool. Very cool. Me. Fondest memory of your father?
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, me and my dad, I used to live in Germany, and I have this really great memory of the two of us playing Legos in a clover field. It's a beautiful memory.
Oh, that's so nice. That's so nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what are your plans when the world opens back up for you as a professional in performing arts and getting back into things as normal?
Yeah, we were just talking about setting up some concerts and getting the music out in front of people and, you know, setting up more interviews and being with the people. It's going to be great to, you know, to hug and hopefully shake hands. And,
wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
We keep talking to every artist and they're going, "I can't wait. I'm just going to be hugging everybody that comes back, you know, to meet you." So it's just like, it's just going to be so cool for the artists and the fans to be able to connect on that level, because you guys have just been holding back for so long. And it's not the same when you're out performing on a live stage in comparison to sitting behind your computer and talking to the fans. That chemistry, it's still different. You know, it's great, it's personal, but it's not the same thing when you're able to perform and deliver the music the way that you want them to hear it.
And that's right. Yeah, that's right. And we've been kind of waiting, you know, like I haven't been doing much of the live on social media, just simply for that reason. I really do want to, when I perform the songs, I want them done in a specific way, and I want to connect with the audience in a specific way. So we're going to wait a little bit on that.
Perfect. Favorite song on radio today?
Oh my goodness. I like Peaches by Justin Bieber. Can I say that?
Yes,
I really like it.
Why does everybody have a problem saying it and owning it? I'm telling you, he's amazing.
He's so good.
Yes.
He's so good. And that song is mixed so well. It just sounds really good. Yeah. Really awesome song.
Really, really positive too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, really cool. Okay, first concert you ever went to?
Oh, you too. No, Backstreet Boys, lying.
Oh, Backstreet. What year, do you remember?
No, I don't, but Brian Littrell shook my hand and I vowed never to wash it again.
I love Backstreet Boys.
I was right in the front, you guys. Like, I saw the sweat. It was great.
That's what everybody... It was weapons that we just had on talking about the sweat.
And if you were backstage, you would see Backstreet's back.
Oh, yeah. But you know, I hope someone, one day somebody says that about me. I saw her sweating. It was amazing.
Our world just got really small. If that's all we're thinking about, right? We need to get out more. We definitely need to get out more. Okay, so favorite TV show or TV series or a movie?
Favorite TV show, TV series, or movie? Okay, I really liked Bridgerton. I started watching that one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that one was really good. I mean, I've watched Grey's Anatomy over and over again.
Wednesday night, I watch all the Chicago series, you know, the Chicago Fire, Chicago PD.
I like me a good, like, FBI series.
Yes.
When I get the time to watch TV, I don't watch a lot of TV. And if I do, it's usually a documentary that I can learn something, or, you know, a TED Talk on YouTube is usually my go-to. But if I'm binge-watching, it'll probably be Grey's Anatomy.
I love Grey's Anatomy. John doesn't watch it yet. I haven't convinced him enough to watch that one. I guess because he hasn't seen it from the beginning, because there's such a history with every one of the characters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Loved it. Who's your favorite character on that show?
McSteamy? McDreamy?
We miss him. We miss him.
Yeah, I stopped watching when he left.
If only he could be my husband. Great.
John might stand in line. I don't know the sounds of it. My husband loves him. Okay. All right. So top song on your playlist that you've put and can't help but put on repeat?
Empress by Mack London.
Good
See what
girl.
I did there?
Okay. So who inspires you as an artist?
Music art, music-wise?
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be definitely Billy. I've listened to, though growing up, I listened to Fleetwood Mac and Sting and, you know, Dire Straits. Those were kind of the go-tos when I was growing up in my household. But now it's definitely Billy. You know, Bruno Mars is really great. Shawn Mendes. You know, he gets me. I think, like, I have a crush on him too. So some crushes here.
You just never know. In five years, you could be standing right beside him, right up on a podium somewhere. You just never know.
You never know. Yeah, nope.
We can manifest that one too, right? Have you seen the documentary for Billie Eilish?
Of course.
Yes, I was going to say, I figured you'd watch that one. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And that's usually what I go and watch. It's just like the music documentaries, and there's a Song Exploder, which is really great on Netflix too, and kind of touches on how to make a song or how a song is made. And there was a great feature there on Dua Lipa and Alicia Keys. So those are the things that you'll catch me watching with Nutella in hand.
Well, cheers one day. You and I will sit here and go, it's a Nutella night. Okay. Can you think of any lyrics? It could be long time ago, past, or present that really make you emotional, and why?
Yep. There's a lyric in one of the songs that's going to be coming out on my album that says, "Feels like I'm sinking in all of your problems."
Ooh.
And as soon as I hear that, I well up. So it's definitely an emotional song.
Okay. I can't wait to hear that one. All right. For a fun one, do you have a useless talent?
I bet I do. My gosh, a useless one.
Can you wiggle your ears?
I can't wiggle my ears, but I can flip an egg on a pan really well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So sunny side up, here we come.
Yeah, I mean, is that useless? I'm not sure. But, I mean, someone's going to find some use in that.
If you can do it without breaking it, then you definitely got a useless talent.
There you go.
Okay, so...
But if you put it in a video, then it's no longer useless.
Well, we need ideas for the next music video, so that maybe that's what we need to focus on, is the slow motion of that there over and over again.
John's is trying to pretend that he knows how to sound like a cougar.
Oh.
What do you mean I pretend? What are you talking about? Be nice.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
Be nice.
All right, I'll be nice. All right. I have to be cheeky. I'm talking to Mac London.
Empress.
There we go.
Yeah, we got our vibes.
See, I'm out. I'm out in full display. Okay. Favorite character trait about you today?
Brave, yeah. And vulnerable at the same time. It's really, really cool to step into myself and honor the dream that I had when I was little to do this, and to say that I'm doing it. I did it. I'm doing it. I'm going to continue to do it.
Very cool. You keep that up, okay? You keep that up. I cannot wait to see what you are capable of, and I don't even think you've even tapped into even a smidgen of what you're capable of.
Oh, thank you. I'm really looking forward to all of this,
Yeah, me too. So where can everybody reach you? Because I know that we just want to make sure we're getting the spellings correct. So just let everybody know where they can find you, your latest music, your videos. What is the best place?
I think the best place to hit me up, if you want to talk to me personally, is on my Instagram, which is at mac.london. Like the city, London. Mm-hmm. And the website is also a great place too, www.maclondonmusic.com.
Perfect.
So, and of course, the songs are all available globally on all platforms. So whether it's Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, it's all there. So
I can't
make sure to follow, pre-save, and you'll have access to everything.
And they can subscribe too. Do you have any merch out?
I'm going to be releasing my merch in about 2 weeks here, so that's going to come out pretty soon.
Perfect timing for your you're talking about the video coming out in 4 weeks. So we got lots to look forward to, so we cannot wait. So again, listeners, you can purchase Mac London's new single, Empress, just released. You can download it, you can stream it, add it to all of your streaming platforms and social media. Share it to your playlist and request it at your local radio stations. The more requests, the better chance the single is going to be added to the daily rotation. And I'm telling you, everybody's going to love this one. This is perfect timing for summer, and this is just a really cool tune. So thank you once again, Mac London, for coming on the show. You are an inspiration, and God love you. I just love your spirit.
Oh, thank you so much, Kim. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me on this show. Appreciate it so much.
I just have a question. Will you have any tiaras in your merch for Empress?
That's a great idea. I'm going to say yeah. I'm going to say yes. Let's do that. Let's make that happen.
Let's do that. Yeah.
You're going to have
Can
all...
Can I name them after you, though?
No. No.
Oh, come on. Come on.
You know, we might just have one tiara.
Yes. Yes, I'm telling you. It just might be one that just fits you just so well.
I'm
He's going to kill me.
I'm good.
He's
going to kill me.
Amazing. Right. Amazing. Listen, this has been so much fun. Thank you very much for having me. I look forward to more to come.
I absolutely love you. And I think that, you know, I just can't wait to have you back. So we'll be talking to you, I'm sure, pretty soon with everything that's coming out.
I hope so. Thank you.
All right. You take care. Have a wonderful day. And thank you so much for coming on Music's Journey.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay. Thanks, Mac. Bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, please consider leaving us a rating and a review. The more positive the rating, the easier it is to find the show. And it really helps to grow the community worldwide that we are trying to develop here. If you are somebody who has recently found our podcast, welcome. We are really excited to have you here. So please make sure you subscribe and stay tuned to future episodes. To everybody listening to this incredible artist and amazing interview with Mac London, please take a snapshot and post it to your Instagram story. And hashtag Music's Journey Podcast, or Now and Then Magazine, or Mac London. Again, that's MacLondon. She is incredible, and I will feature you on a future podcast. So thank you once again for tuning into Music's Journey. I'm Kim Sear. We got some great shows coming up for you. We've got Civilian. We've got Carly Akins that's going to be here. Wow, what a story she's got. Weapons. We have The Heels. Kaya. Jamie Warren and Jason Blaine. We got so many more coming up. Stereos is also going to be here later this week. So we're looking forward to releasing all those. Danny Doucette is another one. So we got so much coming up. We love you for tuning into Music's Journey. We really appreciate each and every one of you. And thank you for letting us come into your home, your car, or wherever you are listening to Music's Journey podcast and streaming this show. If any of the artists on the list that I just mentioned, you have any questions, don't hesitate to send them over to my Instagram account over on Now and Then Magazine or Music's Journey, and I will gladly try to get them into the show. So again, take a snapshot, add it to your Instagram story, and hashtag us at Music's Journey Podcast or Now and Then Magazine or Mac London. We really enjoyed today's show. We look forward to having you back for our future episodes. Stay safe. Again, I'm Kim Sear here at Music's Journey, and thank you once again.
Once again, a great big thank you to Mac London for chatting with us today on Music's Journey. I wish she had named her dog Cheese. Because it would be Mac and Cheese.
Oh, you know. God. Okay.
The Music's Journey podcast is brought to you by nowandthenmagazine.com. You can listen to all our podcasts on Google Podcast.
Save me.
Amazon Music, Spotify, Player FM, TuneIn and Alexa, Deezer, and Podchaser. Our theme song is titled I Can Tell by the band Emergence. I'm John Marshall. On behalf of your host, Kim Sear, thank you for listening to Music's Journey.